Sasha is actually, I'll let you know, because I'm not sure if you're aware, Sasha is building her own computer.
Oh, yes, yes. This is from previous episodes, right?
It's a multi-part series, and we're currently at part four. Yeah. And so do you want to kind of explain where we're at this point?
We're at the receiving boxes part. So last week, we made a shopping list, and I immediately went home and I ordered a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
and it was
it's on its way.
Super fun. And lots of the boxes have now arrived. So that's super cool.
So what have we got? I saw the CPU fan.
Right.
I saw the CPU itself. The motherboard is beautiful.
It is sharp.
It really is.
Keyboard and mouse.
It's even better than I expected. Yeah, the keyboard and mouse.
Yeah.
Is that it? I think that's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other things are sort of on their way.
So we're expecting those.
I really do want to thank Frank, Joseph, and Robert, who all have donated for the build. Thank you so much from the absolute bottom of my heart. I cannot wait to share this with Dave and to show him all that everybody's done from, you know, coming up with the idea of, like, the whole vision was created by you. So thank you.
This is like the first cloud build.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you viewers, you've helped to design the system, to pick out the parts, to even fund it now. And we appreciate that very, very much. If you'd like to pitch in, now understand that this is a wedding gift for Sasha's husband.
Yes.
But you're going to utilize it as well.
Of
it's
course.
Going to be your family computer. So so if you'd like to contribute to that as a bit of a wedding gift to the happy couple, head on over to donate.category5.tv, and you can see there's an option to donate specifically to that. So a couple of questions that have arisen since then.
Right.
That we never thought to bring up, and I'll explain why. Because some of the technologies that I didn't bring up are things that I don't use in a desktop computer ever. But I thought, well, we better ask you. And the viewers in the forum at cat5.tv/CPU2017 wanted to know, do you need Wi-Fi? Is your computer going to be connected to wireless? How do you currently connect your computer?
Well, okay, so I looked a little into it. Right now we're connected into the actual box.
A physical router, like a cable going into the computer?
Yes.
Fantastic.
However,
okay.
So we rent a basement apartment, and we have one router that connects like upstairs and downstairs. Like
we
share it with the whole house.
Okay.
And right now it's in our apartment, but evidently there's connection issues upstairs, and they wanted to move it upstairs. So I've been really encouraging that we don't do that. Instead, we get one of those things that just like expands the, you know, there's like, you know what I'm talking about? The little
a
things.
Repeater.
Yeah. So I want to keep it close to us so that we don't have to be Wi-Fi. The answer is yes-ish. Yes-ish,
okay.
I might
that
need it.
That could be a predicament. So it's Wi-Fi is not as reliable, and it's not as fast.
Exactly.
Okay. So you're going to have issues with Wi-Fi. So we didn't put a Wi-Fi adapter in it. We didn't buy a motherboard that had built-in Wi-Fi.
We're not going to need it.
And I wanted to suggest that if you do need Wi-Fi, just buy a USB dongle, because that way, as Wi-Fi technology evolves, you can just pull out that and plug in a new one, and they're cheap. And it doesn't have to be part of the build.
Right. I'm really usually quite easygoing, but I've very much put my foot down in this whole router movement thing.
So is there a cable that goes from your router all the way up to the apartment upstairs? Or are they using Wi-Fi?
Is it weird that I don't know?
It's very strange. Very strange.
I wonder
if they're using Wi-Fi.
They probably are, and it's not working out
and
so well for them.
And they're having trouble, and they want to reverse that, so you're the one having trouble. Yeah. So I think you should have somebody in that can run what's called a network drop, an Ethernet cable that goes up through the walls or through the floor into the router, and then extends that to what's called a switch. So you have the router, and then a big long cable going down to your apartment or vice versa, and then a switch on the other end, which turns that one cable into 5 ports.
Right.
So then you can network them all together. But keep in mind, even the way that you're doing this, the way that you have your computer connecting to a network with the people upstairs, if they got a virus, if they got ransomware, your computer is susceptible.
Oh.
Okay, because you're on the same, what's called a local area network. It's a computer network, all of them can talk to each other, like your office all the computers can access each other's files and communicate with one another. So
I don't think she knows that upstairs.
Right.
So that's good.
You're not going to be a threat to them because you're installing Linux on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
However, they are a threat to you because I would imagine that they probably have Microsoft Windows. And so if you have files on your computer, which you will, mm-hmm. and if they are shared in such a way that you can access them from your laptop and you can access them from your other devices, well, guess what? So can they.
Okay.
So you
can
lose
privacy.
Can I put
like a block thing?
It's the same network. You're connected to the very same network.
Okay.
And I'm guessing they don't have the infrastructure to add a second subnet with its own isolated VPN.
I don't know.
Yeah, not likely.
Okay.
At home.
Probably not.
So understand that is a susceptibility. So
okay.
You might want to look into something else. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Do you concur?
Absolutely. I concur with experts all the time.
Oh, okay.
It's a good rule of thumb.
It's a very real risk, though.
Okay.
And ransomware is the biggest concern,
I think. Okay.
Because they go out through the network and look for other computers and encrypt their files.
Right. It wouldn't actually be like the upstairs neighbor trying anything. It would be ransomware.
Well, it could be. I mean, whatever.
No,
if the Wi-Fi was open, your Wi-Fi reaches like 2 kilometers,
yeah.
like a mile. And so anyone who can compromise the... Because I know it sounds like you probably know a lot about your setup and the security that you have in place.
What are you saying?
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah.
And so somebody within like a mile of that router could connect into the Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
hypothetically, and still access things and all that kind of stuff. So there's some security concerns
yes.
there.
Okay.